Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and all this week, in honor of Veterans Day, which is Wednesday, we've got five students from the Taos Area Middle School who were essay winners, and Kelly Frank joining us once again. And Kelly, we're off and running again with another year, and we've got five more great students who did some wonderful essays.
Yes, today we are hearing from Miss Kennison Fitch. This is her first year at Taos Area Middle School. She came all the way to us this year from Louisiana.
Wow.
And we are so happy with the speech she wrote about our own librarian at the high school, Donna Mendiola.
Oh, okay.
When Miss Mendiola came to the middle school for her interview, she was quite surprised when she turned down the hall to 90 kids holding up very patriotic posters.
Wonderful.
And I've heard rumor that Donna said she hasn't had a welcome like that since she got off the plane from Kuwait. So I think she will really enjoy today's very special speech.
Very good. Kennison, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And now welcome to Michigan. Has it been a big adjustment for you?
Not really. I was born here.
Oh, you were?
Cold.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll get used to it again, right?
Right.
Well, Kennison, are you ready to give your essay?
Yes, sir.
The stage is all yours.
Did you know that I've seen a superhero with my own two eyes? That's right. A real superhero. Which superhero, you ask? Was it Superman, Batman, or the Hulk? No, it's Donna Mendiola, a veteran. Most people today think that to be a superhero, you have to have a cape and a catchy phrase. Well, that's not entirely true. To be a hero, you only need two things: a kind heart and the courage to go out in the world and make a difference. Mrs. Mendiola is an Army veteran. For 10 grueling weeks, she trained at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and was part of a small portion that graduated with a leadership award. Then, for another tiring 13 weeks at AIT, she ended up graduating at the top of her class. Okay, wait, let's pause for a minute. She graduated at the top of her class and with a leadership award? Remember, this was just in training. If she put this much work into training, can you imagine what incredible things she could do? Her most memorable experience was the day she left for basic training, the day she left her whole life behind, her 15-month-old son, her family, her friends, and her way of life. When she stepped off that bus at Fort Leonard Wood, her whole life changed. She knew there was no turning back. The day she called her most memorable experience was the day she became a soldier. She was stationed in Kuwait, where she would spend 4.5 months in a tent with no running water, no flushing toilets, and what most kids today would think of as the end of the world, no Wi-Fi. Because she was in a desert, it got very cold at night. She recalled, "I would have to wear 3 wool socks to keep my feet warm and 2 sweatshirts under my uniform." There were also sandstorms, and often to go outside, she would have to wear a mask and goggles. How uncomfortable this lifestyle must have been. No one should have to live like this, especially our veterans. And yet they choose by their own free will to live like this so that you can continue your life without worrying that each breath might be your last. Donna Mendiola told us girls, don't ever think that you can't do something just because you're not tall or strong as males. What an inspiration she is. In conclusion, WKJC listeners, those people walking around wearing an Army hat or jacket have gone through things no one should to protect us, and some go without ever hearing a thank you. So please, America, don't forget about our veterans. And remember, a simple thank you can go much farther than you think. Thank you to my hometown hero, Mrs. Donna Mendiola, and to all of those currently serving our great nation.
Very nice, Kennison Fitch. And was it tough for you to write that?
Not really.
No, but an interesting topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Kennison, we're glad you could come on in today and share your essay with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Again, hometown hero essays all this week, part of our Veterans Day salute here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.